Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
Yeah, I don't know what I want, but I do feel like society is just in a downward spiral and we're all just going to go to hell one day.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John, here with Jamie. I didn't know what else to say, but like my granddad and your papaw probably said, the world's going to hell in a handbasket.
It is, but I don't know, man. You okay? It's a dark start. I know today's not going to be a fun conversation, but yeah, I don't know. This has raised enough controversy with us anyway, so let's just roll with it.
I mean, this past weekend, I was feeling under the weather. You can probably still hear that in my voice, but then things got weird politically all over the country. I'm not saying what side I'm on or if I'm even on a side at all, but what I am totally against is murder of anyone. And that's exactly what we saw happen on Saturday. And it is completely tragic. It seems to be completely motivated by politics, and I'm fed up.
Yeah, it was certainly, like you said, it was an awkward end of week weekend as it was. And then to come home on the evening of Saturday the 14th to this news was wild. So go ahead and get us rolling.
Yeah, so we're going to go to Minnesota at approximately 2 a.m. in the morning. Police received an urgent call from the city of Champlin, and that's where State Senator John Huffman and his wife Yvette were found shot multiple times inside their home, and both were critically injured. Shots to the chest and head were fired into them, and Yvette shielded their young daughter during the attack. Both were rushed to the hospital where they received emergency surgery, and both are, as of right now, expected to survive. But it doesn't end there. What happened next,
man? Yeah, just 90 minutes later in Brooklyn Park, the suspect struck again. This time, the victim was former House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark. They were both at home when a gunman, who was disguised as a police officer, you can find these pictures online, likely wearing a mask, he got out of an SUV with a flashlight and opened fire. Mark was killed at the doorstep. Melissa was found dead inside. And due to having several calls at the time, the offender was able to escape on foot before officers arrived.
Authorities identified the suspect as 57-year-old Vance Luther Bolter, who is a resident of Green Isle in Minneapolis. So he fled in a camouflaged SUV made to resemble a police cruiser. He had flashing lights, and you, like you said, you can see this vehicle there. But he also wore a mask, a full uniform that kind of looked like a police officer, right? He wore body armor and had a badge on. So this guy looked like, you know, if you were to answer the door for this guy, he looked like an authority figure.
Yeah, what you would expect to be somebody there to help you.
He stands about 6'1", 220 pounds. He looks like he's a well-built guy. He has brown hair, brown eyes. Surveillance photos show him wearing a cowboy hat, a dark jacket, light pants, and carrying a dark bag.
As I was looking over the notes here, I almost read carrying a dirt bag, which is kind of how I feel about
him. He's a dirt bag carrying a dark bag.
Inside his abandoned SUV, investigators found somewhat of a manifesto, a hit list of about 70 different names, including Democratic lawmakers, abortion advocates, and Planned Parenthood locations, again, making all this look political. Governor Tim Walz was on there, and in fact, he used to work for Tim Walz several years ago, so a lot of folks on both sides of the aisle throwing stuff around there. There were anti-Trump flyers connected to the No Kings movement that were located inside his vehicle, prompting officials to suspend all events related to those protests and issue a shelter-in-place directive in Brooklyn Park.
So a little bit about this guy's background. He claimed to his friends that he had quite an extensive security background. He claimed that he had skills in security. He alleged that he had overseas missions under his belt, military training, and leadership from like security forces and services. But records and his roommates paint a very different picture. They said that they think this was kind of a fantasy in his head. He did not have those background skills. He was indeed a food industry worker, and he just fantasized about having a career in security. Despite his claims, the guard service that he allegedly owned and operated appeared to be ineffective. There are no registered clients, and the listed office address belonged to a divorced law firm, belonged to a divorced law firm. So this guy had like a fake security service online, and it just seems to be completely bogus.
Yeah, it's a lot about him seems to be bogus. I mentioned he was appointed to Minnesota's Workforce Development Board by Governors Dayton and then Governor Walz, who I mentioned later on, and he worked there for years alongside them. He claimed to be a born-again Christian who preached in parks and overseas. He claimed to be a Trump supporter and in support of many conservative values. And he authored an anti-abortion sermon as recently as 2023. This hit list, manifesto, and political symbolism indicate a single goal: targeted political violence against those sharing liberal views that opposed his.
As of this recording, there is a massive manhunt spanning not only Minnesota, but really all over the nation because he has not been found. Authorities have located his SUV and some personal items, and his wife, Jenny, was briefly detained. Some leads are indicating that there's a possibility he could be in South Dakota. Of course, the FBI is involved. They have warned the public that he is armed and dangerous. He's on the most wanted list right now. There's a $50,000 reward in place to find this guy. Residents are advised to not answer the door to a solo officer because that was his MO. Jamie, this is just awful. And you hate to see this kind of hate where a person loses their mind and goes after people for political purposes. It's not a world that I want to live in. It's not a world I think any rational person wants to live in. So prayerfully, we can get this place back on track, find this guy before anybody else is hurt.
Yeah, we took some heat online for not supporting Luigi Mangione after his murder of a healthcare executive. And, you know, I compared this to that online a little bit. And it's really, I don't know, from my standpoint, it's somebody who has ideals and are reacting violently to try to take a stand on those ideals, taking the lives of others. Wherever you stand politically, let's stop murdering people. Like, let's fix it some other way. And again, this is what got me a lot of heat on Instagram for Luigi Mangione, but I feel the same way about this. Let's catch this guy and let's stop doing crap like this.
Yeah, I'm absolutely not going to lose any sleep for not supporting a murderer. There are ways to solve problems like big boys, big girls, and this is not it. But this is news. It's relevant to true crime. And prayerfully, we have an update about his capture soon. We're recording this a couple of days before it releases, so maybe it's irrelevant and already outdated when it comes up.
Yeah, I certainly hope he is caught by then, but we'll continue to provide updates over on social media. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at True Crime Cast. But for now, this has been a crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.